I know the grocery store has a hard time making it, and we still do have a grocery store. We still do have a restaurant in town. Co-op, of course, is our main business. So we're certainly losing our main street when they take down this building again. Basically, that's the last old building, isn't it? Everything else will be gone. I just don't think it's. I think about my son. He thought about coming back to the farm, my younger son. And when he, by the time, if he would come, the community isn't going to be here that he remembers, the fun that he thought about, his kids being part of a small school system and doing things, within our area. It's just isn't there anymore. Knowing all your neighbors, your neighbors are so far away that well, being where I live, my neighbor now can bus out of the community, and so the West Bend bus comes to my corner, and my closest neighbor goes to West Bend to school, and just luckily they're nice people, and so I know who they are and I know their children, but otherwise I have they go to church in West Bend, and I go to church going the other way. And so, we don't have really anything in common other than that we're just close neighbors and they're nice people. And like I say, we're so lucky to have a grocery store. If we had to, of course, I'm on the edge of this the district, so I'm 7 miles from Roth and 11 miles from West Bend. And they still have a grocery store, but for a while they didn't have one either. When you think about how many on my mile, and my section, there used to be, well, my section hasn't gone down as much as some. On my section, there's still one, two, three, four families living on my section. I'm a really unusual section. On the section, well, let's see. The section south of me, I guess. There is nobody living on that section where there used to be one, two, three, four houses with families with children on that section. And now three of the places are completely gone, and the fourth one, the house is just about to fall down. I noticed the front porch is falling off the house now. And that's, so you would consider that. And they'll probably be pushing that grove down too pretty soon. So that's kind of the story of the times where there was used to be 4 to 6 families living in a section, and now maybe there's one or two. And in my section too, I'm really lucky because two of the families in this section are young families, and so they have children.